sort of be the spectrum of CFAS activities.
Okay. So I might add that in addition, Danita Robinson here at UNC has been asked to organize a symposium, and it includes a lot of just new methodologies. So she asked us to present our stuff, and I asked Shauna to represent us. So Shauna will be included in that proposal.
Great.
And I'm going to be in, well, you have a proposal for looking at the nutritional factors, and so Tina and myself will be part of that with Susan Smith. All right, so just a reminder then that the symposium are due on December 8th, but also that abstracts for RSA are due on January 8th. And if you could please send Jill a copy as well, then we can keep running tab of what CFAS are going to be at RSA. Another reminder that the progress reports are due to Jill by December 15th. So, can anyone hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I'm hearing a lot of static. I'm not sure where it's coming from, but...
You're fine.
Okay. If you just prepare the PowerPoint presentations, and I think Jill sent out the format for the Word document for that. And also a reminder to update your publication so that we have that updated really when we put our progress report for the admin form. Jill just sent out an email yesterday, where we are set with the Carolina Inn. So if you can go ahead and make your hotel reservations, the instructions are on that email. If we have any agenda ideas, I don't know if anyone has anything they want to bring up now for that meeting.
I had sent a note to Ed and to Jill about some speakers from here. Last time we had a couple people talk. And the one that I think is especially pertinent to everybody, basic and clinical, is a fellow named John Gilmore. He is a, do you know him? No? He's a imaging person. He's involved in a project where they're imaging a lot of normal baby brains and newborn brains. To just look at normal growth trajectories. He's also involved in some autism brain studies. So I thought that I asked him if he was available and willing, and he said yes, but I haven't gotten back to him yet with anything firm. And so I was waiting to hear back from Ed on that, and I haven't.
Dr. Sulik, this is Jill. He's been out of town pretty much solid the last 2 weeks, but we plan on doing the agenda first thing next week. And so
okay.
We really appreciate what you sent so far. So,
okay.
Okay. Any other ideas?
Well, email me if you guys think of anything. Probably by Friday, because we'll be meeting on Monday to figure it out.
Okay. Also, just a reminder that we have these publication group idea areas, so if you have ideas either within or between the basic science and clinical groups for publications, be ready to propose those as well. So we then have an update on Kathy's FASCSC speech.
I haven't heard anything.
Oh, okay. Dale's not on the call. So. And Tim's not on the call in terms of talking about choline. I don't know, Charlie, if you had...
I don't have anything further from Tim on that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Anything else then other than our progress reports? I suspected this was going to be a short call today.
Somebody else? Question for Charlie. Charlie, do you know when the special issue is going to come out?
We're not sure whether it will be the first issue of January, which is what I had hoped, or the second issue, which would be the February issue. But one of those two, we're still waiting on one article to come back in with revisions, and that may push it to February.
Okay. Excuse my ignorance. I don't know how. I'm not quite sure how to put in our publication for that in the publications list. Is that something you're concerned about, Jennifer, or if we get something close, is that okay?
It's in press.
They will be EPUB in a print, and some of them already are. I don't know if all of them are yet.
Yeah, I mean, you can upload, I think, if it's in press, you can upload it.
There's a section for that.
Mm-hmm. So if you look at Jill's email, she has all the instructions on how to do that. It's actually pretty simple.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I will send it. I'll check on the EPUB and see once each of the ones from CFAS are online, I'll make sure that you get the notice on that.
Okay.
Great.
And if everyone, again, just to kind of speed this one up, but if you can get that updated, that really is kind of our index of what kind of progress we're making as a consortium. So, okay. Any other issues other than progress? So, Kathy,
mm-hmm.
Anything you'd like to report?
We're starting to do some behavior testing, which is pretty exciting for us. So we're starting to extend our work from just ex vivo to in vivo. And we're starting to get some really nice results from our DTI analyses, so we'll be writing that paper up real soon.
What kind of behavioral testing are you doing?
We're doing it is in part for our challenge grant work. And so what we're doing is doing our typical early acute exposures and then just doing a lot of, I think they're doing roto-rod and balance something or other. I don't know anything about behavior tests, so I'm the wrong person to ask, but they're busy filming mice as we speak. So it should be interesting because then we can do DTI on them afterwards.
Right. Okay. Charlie, do you have anything to report?
Not really. I didn't have a chance to talk with Tim before this call, so I can't really say much about the sheep.
Okay. And Fong's not on. So in terms of my project, we're starting to generate some more animals looking at for tissue collection to look at the combination of different choline levels in the diet and alcohol exposure. And we're still kind of waiting to get some more measurements. I'm hoping for the progress report we'll get more measurements from Carl Keane's group. But that's where we stand. So does anyone else have any other issues to bring up?
Hey, Jennifer, this is Bill.
Yeah?
Would it be okay if I introduced myself to the group?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were on the last call. But yeah,
no.
Please do.
Well, I was on the clinical call.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So, hi, everyone. My name is Bill Dunty. I'm a new program officer at the NIAAA, and I've been given most of the grant under CFAS to oversee and to help. And so I just like to say hi and let me know if there's anything I can do.
All right. And you'll be there in January?
I will be at the meeting, yes.
Okay, good. All right, any other issues? So just remember to send all those that information to Jill, and I guess we'll see you all in North Carolina.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
See you then.
All right. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.